for calling customer support. My name is Zip Code.
Hello.
Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I have the zip code, please?
63379.
63379. Thank you.
Yes.
Can I have the first and last name?
Marcy, M-A-R-C-Y.
Thank you.
B-I-Z-E-L-L-I.
I'm looking, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I have the spelling of that first and last name, please?
Marcy, M-A-R-C-Y, last name, B as in ball, I, Z as in zebra, E-L-L-I. There's an ID.
I'm looking, ma'am. Okay, can I have the shipping address, ma'am?
160 Davis Road, Troy, Missouri, 63379. Do you have it pulled up?
Okay, thank you for that. I've pulled up an account with that information, ma'am.
What so did you say?
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking to see what you have with this. Okay, can I have located an account with that information today? And I do see this is in regards to the meal planning app called Bites Hub. This app is a meal planning app. It helps to focus on using everyday foods
to
boost your energy and cut out those
cravings
for carbs and sugars.
You don't have to say anymore because this wasn't authorized.
This was created when entering into a contest for a mixer.
It was. Yes, it was.
It was stated
and then it was declined. It was at the end. It said, if you decline, it's declined. And then all of a sudden, I had no idea what, you know, it didn't say nothing about an amount or anything like that. And now this just came out of my checking account, and I don't have very much in my account. This is not authorized. It needs to be put back, and this needs to be canceled, please.
Okay.
And ASAP, because it's going to run everything else messed up.
I understand, ma'am. I do apologize. Be more than happy to assist you. I do want to let you know I do see you are eligible for a $20 monthly service fee. I can go and place on the account for you. Would you like to take advantage of that?
What is that?
You do have the $20 monthly service fee.
Service fee for what?
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be for the subscription. $20 monthly fee for the subscription. Each month I can place that on the account versus that amount you're currently
being
billed.
No, everything needs to be canceled and my money needs to be put back. Nothing, it all needs to be canceled and nothing, and this needs to be put back on my account as soon as possible. It's not something that was authorized.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize. I'll go ahead and get that canceled out for you then, ma'am. It was disclosed in the terms and conditions when you placed the order, but I'm canceling your account out. Please stand in line while I cancel this out.
A notification sent to me and this put back as soon ASAP, please.
Okay. Okay. Working on getting this canceled out for you.
When will it be put back on my account?
Okay. I'm still here. I'm working on your cancellation of the account.
I want email verification, please.
Yes, ma'am. Once I have it canceled out, I'll have a confirmation for you. An email confirmation. Please stay in line.
Thank you.
I'm still here. I'm getting this canceled out.
I'm sorry?
I am still here. I'm canceling your account out.
Okay. It needs to go back as soon as possible, please.
I'm still here. I'm working on getting this canceled out.
Please do it accurately, please. I can't.
I'm working on it, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Okay, your account's been canceled out. You ready for a cancellation number?
Are you going to email that to me?
This cancellation number is going to be C like in Charlie, 92077, and then 4055. And yes, you'll receive a confirmation email as well.
And when will it go back on my account?
C like in Charlie. 92077 4055.
I got that. I need to know when it's going to go back.
It's canceled out, ma'am. There's not being much hard.
But when will it be returned back on there?
This just cancels out all future charges, ma'am. I will speak to my supervisor and see if we can do anything regarding the refund, ma'am. But that is a valid charge, as you did have to agree the terms and conditions when placing the order. Please stay on the line.
It didn't say anything about that.
It was disclosed in the terms and conditions, ma'am, but again, I'll speak with my supervisor and see what we can do for you. Please stay on the line. Okay, ma'am, I spoke with my supervisor, explained the situation. I was able to go ahead and get them to approve for you today a refund of $55 minus the $5 non-refundable fee. That's what I can go ahead and do for you today, ma'am.
Is it going right back?
I would be issuing back $55 back for you.
Right now.
Minus that. Yes, okay. Ma'am, I would issue that today. Okay. I'll go ahead and get that refunded. Please stand in line.
Thank you.
I'm still here. I'm getting this canceled out. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you.
I'm working on your refund. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm working on your refund, ma'am. Thank you for your patience. Okay, the refund has been issued. I'll be back in your account within the next 3 to 5 business days. And I have a confirmation number for you whenever you're ready.
3 to 5? 3 to 5. It can't go back right away.
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
And what's the amount?
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be a full refund. I went ahead and waived the $5 non-refundable fee as a courtesy for you. That's going to be 7268879361. Okay, ma'am.
And nothing else is going to happen.
No, ma'am. Your account's canceled out and refunded, ma'am.
Thank you. Will you please send that to my email?
Okay, ma'am. You're going to receive a confirmation email as well. Thank you for calling customer support.
Have a good day.
You have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.